Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24. Picking up where we were last week, starting at verse 15. "So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil, and said unto the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." Heavenly Father, please help us today. Please give us understanding of your word. And as the man said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." That's my prayer, Lord. Let us see Jesus Christ in the Word of God. Let us catch a glimpse of Jesus, that He would be glorified, that He would be magnified, that He would be pointed to and adored. And we're careful to give Him all the credit. And Lord, Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we said last time that David, the king of Israel, took a census of the nation of Israel. And what he was trying to do was to get a count of the number of people that could pick up a sword or a spear and knew how to fight, so that when trouble came, he would know just how big his army was, just how much strength he had. But you see, he had been taught, and everyone before him had been taught, that they should trust in God and not their own ability. And we covered this last time. But because of David's disobedience and sin, it says, in trusting in the flesh or his power, his army, and not the power of God, that judgment was decreed. And he was given three choices, and he kind of chose and kind of didn't choose. But it says in our text today that God sent a pestilence or plague, or you could say not really pandemic because it was local, but let's say an epidemic. God sent a pestilence upon Israel, and it was to run for 3 days. And during that time, 70,000 men died. And you say that's terrible. And it is. It most certainly is terrible. But you see, sin has consequences, as we said last time. But in verse 16, it says that when the death angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, that God repented of his evil. He said, "Oh, that's a lot of people dead. I think I can stop now, I guess." He said, I need to change this. Because you see, even when God pronounces judgment, he still cares. He still has compassion. And he said to the angel, That's enough. You can stop now. But as I read this verse here, I immediately think of the time when Israel was delivered from Egyptian bondage. You know the story in Exodus. God told Moses to go to Egypt and say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And of course he would not. And 10 plagues were sent. And again, you know this story, and we've seen the 10 commandments on TV. We understand this story. But God sent a death angel all throughout Egypt to kill the firstborn. And you say that's terrible, and yes, I agree, but this is the word of God. This is the record of what God did. And when the death angel came to the house of an Egyptian, whatever firstborn in that house died. But when he came instead to the house of one of the children of Israel, that night before they made a sacrifice, they took a lamb and killed him and took his blood and put it on the doorpost and on the lintel, the top portion that goes over the door. And when the angel saw the blood, he passed over and went to the next house. That's where we get our word Passover from, and I've taught this before, and you've heard this before. But when I read here, because of David's sin and trusting in his armies and his ability and the number of people that he could call on to raise an army, the picture is the same. The angel of death came and was killing because of judgment. And he got to Jerusalem and he was going to go and start killing there. And you might say, well, I thought it was a pestilence, some kind of disease. And it was. It was some kind of disease in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, and again, this whole chapter is about spiritual things. There was an angel that was coming to each house, or whatever the case was, and killing. He had a sword in his hand and he was killing. Again, it was a physical disease. I get that. But in the spirit realm, this judgment was from God. And God said, okay, that's enough. The 3 days had expired and 70,000 people were dead. That's enough. Stay now thine hand. And it says, the last sentence of verse 16, and the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. When he stopped, that's where he was. He was right there by the threshing place or threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. In Egypt, the angel was stopped when it came to a particular door because of the blood sacrifice. And in this case, as we'll see, when the angel was starting to destroy Jerusalem, he was stopped, yes, because God said it's enough, but also because of a blood sacrifice. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, I'm going to read the text and we'll see. But he stopped right by the threshing place of Araunah, the Jebusite. In verse 17, and David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, lo, I have sinned, and I've done wickedly, and I know it, and I repent, and I acknowledge my sin, and it's ever before me, if you want to quote Psalm 51. But what have these sheep done? Fine, I'm the one that sinned. Punish me. Punish my house. Punish my family, But what have these sheep done? They didn't order the census. I'm the one that sinned, but the death angel is killing them. Lord, have mercy. Punish me instead, but Lord, spare these. And Gad, the prophet, came that day to David and said unto him, Go, rear up an altar, or build an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Go to where that angel is, or he stopped and he's waiting for his next command. Go to that place, to the threshing floor of Araunah. Build an altar. Make a sacrifice. Make a blood sacrifice. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And this is in, and of course I'm reading verse 18 and 19 here. But the threshing floor of Araunah, and if you go to 1 Chronicles chapter 1, that rendition of it, that telling of it, it calls the name Ornan. It's the same story, but a slightly different name. But the threshing floor of Araunah is exactly the same spot that many, 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 many years later Christ would be crucified on. This is Golgotha. This is the place of the skull. And that ought to mean something to us. Where the death angel stopped, and where David was told to go and make a sacrifice, build an altar and make a sacrifice. That happened on the exact spot that Jesus Christ would later be crucified on. Everywhere you look in the Old Testament, the story of the gospel is told again and again and again, in prophecy, in type, in symbol. We understand that the greatest type of Christ, the greatest foreshadowing of Christ in the Old Testament, and we mentioned it just a bit ago, was in Egypt. When God said, When I see the blood, I'll tell that angel to pass over you. And the New Testament bears out, and Paul talked about it, that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And that theme of Christ's sacrifice, where he hung and bled and died, is told over and over and over again throughout the Old Testament. And in this passage that we're studying today, we see sin, David's sin, and God judging that sin, God condemning it and said, you did wrong and I've got to punish you. And it says in Romans that the wages of sin is death. And here comes the death, that pestilence. And from the spiritual view, we see the death angel coming house to house, or city to city, or whatever the case. He stopped at Jerusalem. And at the place where God told the angel to stop was the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. And that's where God, through the prophet Gad, told David to go to build an altar at the place where the death stopped. Again, in Egypt, the angel came house to house. And when he got to the house of a Jew that believed, that Jew the night before had made his sacrifice, had killed his Passover. A lamb for a house, it says. And God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But that story is told again and again and again. I believe it was a couple of weeks ago we talked about Daniel in the lion's den. That's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, everywhere you look, probably on every page of the Old Testament, you can find Christ. And you don't have to use some Bible code. You don't have to use mathematics or cryptology or anything like that, that those books say, the Shemitah code and all of that stuff. You don't have to know anything about that. All you have to do is read page to page to page and have read your Bible and have studied your Bible and know and understand what the Bible is about. And these things will leap off the page at you. You will see Christ in the Old Testament. You will find Christ in the Old Testament. But getting back to our text, in verse 20, it begins to tell the story of what happened when David got to Araunah's field, his threshing floor. It says that Araunah looked and he saw the king and his servants and everybody coming. Maybe there was a chariot or two, whatever the deal. And he says, "Hey, king, what's up?" Obviously, he was respectful, but you understand the language today. And David said, "I'm here to buy the threshing floor, to purchase the threshing floor from you, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." Now notice what he says here. God looked and saw the angel about ready to destroy Jerusalem, and he told the angel to stop. And it was a certain place, the threshing floor. And then God told the prophet to go tell David, "Hey, go to that place and build an altar." But David, he said, "I've come to build an altar to God so that the plague may be stayed." It's interesting when you look at it. God said stop, and the angel stopped. But God also told David to go build an altar and offer a sacrifice so that the plague would be stopped. It's interesting how it's worded. And Araunah said, "Hey, that's fantastic. Look, let's go in the barn. I've got oxen you can use for the sacrifice, for the burnt offering. And I've got these threshing instruments and the other instruments for wood. You can build the altar, you can put the wood, you can slaughter the animal and put him on top and then light the wood, and it'll be a burnt sacrifice." And the king said, "That's great." And Araunah said, "Hey, look, take them. By all means, if it'll stop the plague, take them." And David said, "I appreciate that, but I won't sacrifice that which costs me nothing." In verse 24, "I'll buy it at a price, and I won't offer a burnt sacrifice to God if I didn't have to pay for it, of that which cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And it says in verse 25 that David built there an altar unto God and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings unto the Lord, so that the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Again, just like in Exodus, the offering was made, the death angel was stopped, or told to go to the next house and pass over you. There's a couple of things we could take a look at, I suppose. One is the concept of sacrifice. In sports, in baseball, for instance, you've got the concept of sacrifice. You're trying to get one runner in, so you sacrifice the other, and then the score is made. You know, many times as a preacher, it's sometimes hard to explain some of the concepts that we have in Scripture. Okay, I've got a sports metaphor, and I'm probably the last guy in the world you want to talk to about sports. But we do understand the concept of sacrifice. And in this case, we see the picture. David paid for the oxen, paid for the gear, I guess. If the oxen were treading out the grain, then they had that yoke. It was made of wood. In this case, he bought the oxen, bought the wood. He paid for it. And then he sacrificed it. He built an altar and sacrificed that animal on that altar. It cost him something. He didn't just take the gift from Araunah and make the sacrifice. It cost him something to make that sacrifice. And then we read that the plague was stayed. The death angel is coming to you. Hear me, the death angel is coming to you and to your house and to your town. And I understand about the virus, and I'm not talking about that necessarily. But the plague of sin and judgment for sin is coming to you and to your house and to everyone you know. And unless you, like the Jews did back in Egypt, make a sacrifice, kill a lamb, slaughter a lamb, and put the blood of that lamb upon the doorpost and lintel of your heart, you will die. And I'm not talking about physical death, I'm talking about spiritual death. You will die. And you will not make it to heaven unless your sins are covered. You'll not be able to go to heaven unless your sins are washed away. You see, sacrifice. It cost the life of God's Son to bring salvation to us. And all you have to do is repent of your sins and believe. Do like David and said, I've sinned, I've done wickedly. And to put your trust in Christ and the fact that He died for you. Make Him your sacrifice. As it says in Isaiah 53, when thou shalt make His soul an offering for your sin. But it cost the life of God's Son to bring salvation to us. And again, that idea of sacrifice. In Matthew 16, verse 24, then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. Yes, the price was paid by Christ. You take up the cross. You identify with that. But you have to deny yourself as well. He denied Himself to deny yourself, as Paul said, is your reasonable service. Oh, and follow Christ. Become His disciple. Live for Him. In 1 John 2, verse 15, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God made His sacrifice in sending His Son to die for us. You have to make yours by putting your faith and trust in Christ and denying yourself and becoming His disciple and following Him.
I've never walked alone. He's See?